My furlough decision notice informed me that I could appeal the furlough notice under 5 CFR 753C. When I attempted to file such an appeal, I was notified by the Merit System Protection Board that they would not accept any more applications because the board itself was on furlough. The senior leadership of my department was also on furlough and did not return any of my phone calls. And I'm wondering how in the world I'm supposed to appeal my furlough if there's nobody to appeal it to, and therefore I have lost the right of my appeal.
Hi, I'm calling just to vent. I'm a federal employee, and more specifically, I work for the Social Security Administration. We are considered exempt or accepted from the furlough, so we need to come to work. However, we are only getting paid through September 30th. So these hours that we've been putting in, we're not going to get paid until the furlough is lifted. But yet they're expecting us to come in to the Social Security office and work. This is really upsetting a lot of us since they're saying they can't pay us, even though we have to come in. How can they make us come to work if they can't pay us for our time when it's due? That's all I had to say. Just get it off my chest. Thank you.
Yeah, my comments regarding the back pay for furloughed workers. My question for this is, what about the exempt employees, those employees that still have to go to work during this furlough? Are they going to get compensation time or annual leave for this? We are still incurring a daily commuter cost going to work between gas and tolls and parking and transportation costs. We still have to come to work, and we're not going to be paid until a budget gets passed. So we're taking all this, incurring all these costs out of pocket and not spending time with our friends and family and projects around the house. I think this is something that Congress needs to take into consideration as well.
Hi, this is Christine from Maryland. I am a furloughed federal employee of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. My shutdown days have been productive around the house. My Tupperware cupboard is organized, my hall closets, my house is clean, the dogs are happy. However, my son is not so thrilled as we've had chili for dinner for the last 3 days. And he hates chili. Good luck to all you all out there.
The shutdown is a very sad situation for our country. As a recently retired federal employee, I've spoken with many cybersecurity professionals and other professionals who are actively looking to leave public service due to the inability of our dysfunctional Congress to separate politics from sound governance. Our congressional leaders need to lead us forward and not lead us over a financial cliff.
Hi, I'm currently a DOD employee, and we were ordered back to work today, which is October 7th. My concern is we are here, but are we going to get paid for being here on time, or do we have to wait until the government shutdown is over? Any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
I'm incredibly upset with the both parties that they did not come to an agreement, in particular the Republicans. The Affordable Care Act is a law, and the last I heard, we had to obey the law. So, I think somehow none of this has to be handled. A lot of young families are going to go under if this goes on for a long time and they don't have a paycheck. And a lot of contractors. I heard that one contracting company may have to let 5,000 contractors go to work for the government. That's a lot of people without paychecks coming in. Thank you.
Hello. I'm calling about the shutdown, and I'm thinking it's just too bad that Congress doesn't have an election this year, because if there were going to be an election, they surely wouldn't be playing this stunt. And I know that when the election time period comes around next year, I will surely vote for somebody else and not the incumbent, because they're definitely unable to work with each other to accomplish the role of Congress. And they have not been doing their jobs over the last few years because a continuing resolution is not a solution. An appropriation for each of the 13 Appropriations Acts is the appropriate answer, and they have not been able to do so for years. Thank you for taking my message, and I hope that you all help by contacting Congress as well.
I am a federal employee and received my furlough letter 3 days ago. The American people should not be surprised that this is happening with our government. The warning signs were out 3 months ago, and Congress doesn't only hold the blame for this. The president, I believe, is also at fault. With that being said, hundreds of thousands of employees are out of work, losing pay. I won't be surprised if some will have to dig into their retirement to offset some bills and other future costs. It's just a really sad scenario right now for the direction that this country should be moving to. You know, the world economy is at a stale, it's at a very slow pace. There's no progression. There's no signs of positive inclines within our stock market. And I just hope that the people in D.C. will put their differences aside for the benefits of the country and not the benefits of their wallets. I am a federal employee. I received my furlough notice 3 days ago. That being said, I think we need to go and have our the powers that be amend the 27th Amendment. So if this scenario occurs again in our future, that Congress will forgo their pay, just like the American federal workers are doing.
I'm anonymously essential, so I have to report to work. But there are so many contractors here, it's a shame. And I would bet if the contractors were forced to stay home that their bosses would twist some arms to make sure they get paid and might help end this shutdown sooner rather than later. Just my feeble thoughts. And for all those poor feds that are furloughed, thinking about them.
I am very perturbed with the Republicans as the Obamacare was passed and, by both parties when it was passed, so the legislation should say, but why now interfere with people's lives and the bills that they have to pay, daycare, mortgages, cars? We're just now starting to get out of all of this, and now this comes about. So I would like for the Republicans to pick another fight, use that fight at a different time. I am a Republican, but I am solely very disappointed.
Hello, I'm a federal worker. I'm completely overwhelmed, overworked in my regular job. I am a GS-15. I do the work of at least one GS-14, GS-15, and SES, and I do the work of about 3 to 4 GS-11s on a daily basis. I am never able to catch up. I get an average of 300 to 400 emails a day. I am completely overwhelmed. So when I heard Congress was shutting down government, I was so excited because, you know what, for the very first time, I don't have to go to work. I have all this annual leave I have not been able to take because taking annual leave means the ball drops and I get queries for the ball dropping. I have not been able to take sick leave. And the only times I go to the doctor are times when it is inevitable. It's either I drop dead or I go to the doctor. So thank you, Congress, for shutting down government. I hope that you continue with the shutdown. It is going to put a dent, significant dent in my paycheck, but you know what? If I'm not alive, how am I even going to spend that money? there's a lot of misconception about federal workers and how we contribute to the growth of this great country. People think that we just come to work and laze around. Some people even don't think we don't even come to work. Well, I am the one federal worker who goes to work every day at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I'll tell you what, I am doing the job of 6-7 people, and nobody acknowledges me for that. And I'm doing a very important job that keeps this country going and ensures that some people in this country continue to receive the services that their government has promised them. But Congress does not value it. So let's shut down the government. Let's know what it's like to be a third world country. Let's enjoy this moment. I am personally enjoying my rest, my forced rest. So I thank the Congress for it.